Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed Sauer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rube Novotny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Sisti moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Emil Kusch now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reich moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reich scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn fires to first and has Gustine trapped. There's the throw to Sisti who tags Gustine for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive towards third. Gustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustine. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kush. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny strikes out. One out. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Novotny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. Elliott scores. Russell moves to second. It's 6-1, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to second. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-1 in the game. Novotny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to third. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparn scores. Holmes moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 7-1, Braves. Dewey Atkins now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott strikes out. 1 out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atkins fields it and throws to home to get Holmes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atkins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Reich moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cisti is called out on strikes. 1 out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sparn strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 0-for-2 in the game. Novotny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell. Novotny reaches second base with a double. Royce Molly pinch hits for Dewey Atkins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sauer. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Novotny scores. It's 7-5, Braves. Monk double pinch runs for Roy Smalley. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-3 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Doyle Lade now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Elliott moves to third. 2 outs. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Sibby Sisti. Bob Chipman now pitching. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Marv Rickard. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. Sauer scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 9-5, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Ryan scores. Crandall scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-5, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Holmes hits a line drive towards short. Mock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sauer. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Verben throws to second for 1, and Mock throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dark scores. Russell moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-5, Braves. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 3 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Novotny hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.